From scratch.
Welcome to this week's From Scratch. I'm Martin Cousins and...
My name is Nigel Payne.
This week, Nigel, we are asking the question, can you be a leader and an all-round decent person? The reason we're asking this question is because something caught my eye recently in the wake of the death of Ray Wilkins, the footballer. And there was a tribute paid to Ray by a QPR player. And it was all about the fact that after the debut, he asked Ray Wilkins if he could call his mum. And his mum was either available on the home phone or on the office phone. And Ray Wilkins said, yeah, call her on my mobile on this number. He phoned the number and it turns out his mum was outside, and Ray Wilkins had not only paid for her train fare to see the match, because he knew that he was going to play this player, but he'd also bought the family their first mobile phone. And basically, Nigel Quashy goes on to say that, you know, he really missed him, but it's kind of this sort of act of kindness, which he will always remember Ray Wilkins by. And it just caught my eye, and I thought, wow, you know, especially in the context of football, and it's all about money and all lots of prima donnas and prima donna managers and coaches. So I just thought that's really heartwarming. So it does turn out that people can be a leader and also be a decent human being. Is that right?
I think it is. And I think that's the trend. I hope that's the trend going forward. Now, I think the idea that leaders need to be psychopaths in order to succeed, in other words, have no feelings, no remorse, no guilt about doing really difficult things, is a little bit of a myth. And I'm sure there are leaders who show psychopathic tendencies. But in this world where you're trying to build engagement and team spirit and commitment, and you're trying to get people to share, solve problems, a bit of generosity and thoughtfulness on the part of the leader is not just nice to have, but it becomes almost essential. So, you know, that experience of Quashy, he never forgot that his entire life. And it gave him a sense of himself that enabled him to launch his career. And I'm sure there are 1,000 workplace examples that we could have brought to bear where people's lives have been changed by someone. And Wilkins demonstrates, you know, the three key issues around engagement. First of all, he trusted this guy, even though he was unproven. Secondly, he knew about him, and he was able, therefore, to make a really good decision. And Quashy had the skills, he had the attitude, and he had the motivation. And he gave Quashy a purpose. You know, he said to him, get out there, enjoy yourself, and you will make a contribution. And when someone believes in you, most people rise to that challenge. And the idea that you leave Quashy on the sidelines until he's proved himself in some way, that's why so many young players, particularly young British players, never get a chance, because they spend their whole career trying to prove themselves. And it's like the risks are so high that you daren't trial someone who's a bit of an unknown. And therefore, I think maybe you play safe, but you don't reach the heights. And it's true in companies. You know, if you think about organizations, if you look at GE, when they put their recent CEO in, you know, he became the CEO, but he'd been a salesperson in the chemical division. And it was Jack Welch gave him the job of trying to fix a massive problem they had in their domestic products with the compressors in fridges. And this guy knew nothing about fridges, knew nothing about domestic appliances, knew nothing about the domestic market. And yet he was drafted in by Jack Welch, and he did a brilliant job in solving the problem at the minimum of cost while maintaining the maximum of credibility and respect for the company. And if you talk to him, he said that was the founding of him, the making of him as a potential CEO, all because Welch believed in him, trusted that he could do the job, and gave him a chance. And I think we'll definitely need to move into a world where we are much more willing to listen to younger people, give them their opportunity, and not say, in another 10 years you'll be ready. Just as we probably ought to be listening a lot more to older people, not writing them off at the age of 50 and saying, I trust you, you've got this huge amount of experience, you can do this job. So I'm sure that we'll extend organizations, that the if you like, the shelf life of people in organizations in order to meet the challenges. And I think Wilkie's example is a wonderful example of human generosity based on smart thinking. Now, he's not doing it just for the good of Quashy. He's doing it because he wants the team to have young blood coming through. And he's right. He's absolutely right in that.
Oh, I feel quite warm inside having shared that. And I really, really liked the insight, Nigel, because I think that idea of just, you know, trusting someone.
Yes.
And giving them the belief and purpose is really all you need, isn't it? Then
it's
you can
very important.
Yeah. That's real. So I think that's quite a good message to leave today's episode on. So thank you very much.
It's a pleasure, Martin, as always. From scratch.